From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. This year's snow drought could leave a lasting mark on Utah forests. KUER's David Kondos reports on how harsh conditions slow trees' growth and what can be done to protect them.
Tree rings offer scientists a history book that lays out centuries of forest health. The Dust Bowl of 1934 left a narrow ring. So did the drought of 77. And this year is likely to join them, said Justin DeRose, a forest ecologist at Utah State University. And narrow rings seem to be showing up more often.
We look for those marker years every couple of decades or so. But if they're becoming more frequent, what is that telling us about what's changing in the climate?
Stressed forests don't just harm ecosystems. Trees are also a key part of protecting Utah's water supply. Marcos Robles is a lead scientist with the Nature Conservancy. He says decades of suppressing wildfires have also allowed forests to grow more dense, creating a double whammy.
Because not only do you have warmer climate, you also have more competition as you have more trees that have their roots into the ground.
But there are potential solutions. His team is working to thin forests across nearly 2 million acres in Arizona. And he says the results show it significantly improves trees' resilience to climate change. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
And a note, the Nature Conservancy is a financial sponsor of KUER. Alta Ski Area is running at full capacity again. Wednesday's operations were limited due to extreme heat. But that's not the case today. Alta says they're open daily from 9:15 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. with a 77-inch base. Their closing date is set for April 26th. Spring break travel kicks off for some Utahns this weekend. The Utah Department of Transportation says things could back up in eastern and southern parts of the state. Today, there will be delays southbound on I-15 from St. George to Cedar City and from Spanish Fork to Nephi. Slowdowns in those spots could last up to 45 minutes. And on eastbound US 6, delays could last 15 minutes. Not everyone has the same spring break, though, so weekend traffic could be heavier for the next several weeks as different districts take time off. Progressive U.S. lawmakers want a moratorium on data center construction until there are more regulations on AI and its impacts. And the idea has proven to transcend party lines in the West. Kootenai County, Idaho, is one example. It recently had a similar moratorium, then passed regulations protecting the county's aquifer and requiring a public permit process. Republican Commissioner Leslie Duncan says she prefers local control.
Anytime you have a blanket ordinance or law that blankets everybody and you cannot exercise local control, I find that problematic.
Logan and Larimer counties in Colorado have also passed data center moratoriums. Utah is home to several data centers, and a new massive facility is slated to be built in Millard County. Utah's technical colleges are expanding programs in high-demand fields like artificial intelligence. It's part of a state law that requires schools to make sure they're preparing students for high-paying careers with lots of jobs. So-called strategic investment created incentives for schools to cut some programs in order to fund others with better prospects. Some areas at technical colleges now getting investments include healthcare and engineering. There will also be programs to help students graduate on time. You are listening to KUER News.